This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. They were bishops and doctors of the church who lived within the first 3 centuries after the death of Christ. Today, the Catholic Church celebrates their life and devotion to the faith on the 9th day in the octave of Christmas. Saints Basil the Great and Gregory of Nazianzen were friends who hailed from what is today modern-day Turkey and are considered the forefathers of Eastern Christian monasticism.
St. Basil was born into a Christian family in Cappadocia sometime around the year AD 330. He was the eldest of 4 brothers, each of whom became bishops in their own right. St. Basil the bishop was considered a great theologian and orator, as well as a courageous defender of the true faith threatened by the Arian heresy spreading throughout the East. A gifted writer, and having spent much time in monastic reflection, Basil authored 2 rules of monastic life and reformed the Oriental liturgy. He dedicated so much of his life to the spiritual, it was as if he lived and breathed for God alone. He died emaciated in 379, hardly 49 years old. St. Basil is the patron saint of hospital administrators, reformers, and of Russia. He is often represented together with images of supernatural fire, often with a dove present.
From his youth, St. Basil was great friends with Gregory Nazianzen, who was born in 339 AD in Nazianzen, Cappadocia, to a very pious Christian family. Considered a very learned scholar, he was nicknamed the theologian by the Greeks.
Together with his friend Basil, St. Gregory is one of the so-called 3 lights of the church from Cappadocia. For a time, Gregory lived the quiet life of a hermit, but his thirst for knowledge led him to study too at the most illustrious schools of his time, in Caesarea Alexandria and in Athens, where he and Basil forged their lifelong friendship. St. Basil consecrated him bishop, and in 381 he accepted the See of Constantinople. Though he preferred pastoral life to the political, he suffered great trials in attempting to resolve the heretical controversies which so divided the capital of Eastern Christendom. Having succeeded to some extent, he later retired to the life of contemplation he so deeply cherished. He was considered one of the greatest orators of the early Christian Church, and his sermons and teachings on the Trinity were widely renowned, earning him the title of Doctor of the Church.
It was on November 27, 2004, that Pope John Paul II made the highly significant gesture of restoring the relics of St. Gregory Nazianzen, one of the most revered saints of the Orthodox Church, to the Ecumenical Patriarchate in Istanbul, formerly Constantinople, where Gregory had been bishop. The relics had been forcibly taken from their resting place there by crusaders in the year 1204. Calling it a moment of rejoicing and jubilation, Pope John Paul returned the relics, along with those of St. John Chrysostom, to Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew in a special ecumenical service in St. Peter's Basilica. In addressing the late Pope at that service, Patriarch Bartholomew, who is spiritual leader of the world's 250 million Orthodox Christians, described the return of the relics as, quote, a holy act, in which an ecclesiastical anomaly and injustice committed 8 centuries ago is being rectified, This brotherly gesture on the part of the senior Church of Rome confirms that in the Church of Christ there are no insurmountable obstacles when love, justice, and peace converge in the holy service of reconciliation and unity. Well, that unity was torn apart in 1054 when the churches of East and West split. Patriarch Bartholomew and Pope John Paul both emphasized reconciliation between the two churches. The return of the relics was one important step towards that reconciliation, and Pope Benedict XVI has made Christian unity a priority in his pontificate, meeting the patriarchs of the Greek Orthodox Church of Greece, as well as paying a landmark visit to Istanbul for ecumenical celebrations with Patriarch Bartholomew himself. Among those celebrations, Pope Benedict and the Ecumenical Patriarch prayed over the returned relics of St. John Chrysostom and St. Gregory Nazianzen.